Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country. Waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Lauren Massetti is a dynamic 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Ohio. Along with her singing, she plays guitar, piano, and mandolin. Lauren spent much of this past summer in Nashville working on a new album of mostly original material. It's my pleasure to welcome Lauren Massetti to the show. And with that, we'll say hi, Lauren.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
It's going awesome.
That is great. It is great to be talking with you. I was checking out your MySpace site, of course, and so much great stuff on there, videos and music. Can we start, Lauren, with how long ago music became a big part of your life? When did you first start singing?
Well, I've actually been singing my whole life. I mean, when I was little, I mean, I'd watch Pocahontas and start jumping off of couches and singing and stuff, but I actually started professionally when I was 7. A woman in our church by the name of Cheryl Jameson started giving me vocal lessons, and it just kind of took off from there. And her husband was producer for Dan Fogelberg and Styx and REO Speedwagon. And so when I was 8, he did a album on me. So
wow.
That's kind of where it started.
Wow. So at 8 years old, you had your own album.
Yeah.
How cool is that? What kind of songs were on that one? Were they cover songs?
Yes, they were cover songs. I did mostly gospel then. And up until I did shows in Branson, Missouri, I did mainly gospel. But when I spent time in Branson, Missouri doing shows out there and stuff, I just totally fell in love with country music. And so it kind of became the genre I do a lot now, and so I'm mainly country and gospel now. So.
And who were some of the country artists that you started to listen to back then that really got you excited about it?
I love Pam Tillis. I mean, we're really good friends now, and Pam Tillis and her husband Matt Spiker were really good friends, and she actually did some production work on my new album too, so I'm pretty excited about that. So.
Yeah,
we just love them. And also, I love to listen to Trisha Yearwood. She's a big inspiration for me. And from the time I was little, I would stay up and watch the Statler Brothers at night. And Crystal Gayle, my huge inspiration. So
those are great inspirations.
Oh, yeah. And I even grew my hair out. Like, really, really super long, like, because I wanted to be like her. But
you had the Crystal Gayle look going, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
not
very
anymore,
cool.
But I used to, so. Yeah.
Now, yeah, you mentioned Pam Tillis. Now, I noticed her name among the producing credits on the album that you're working on this summer. So how cool is that to have had her as a musical influence, and then you got to meet her, and she's produced the album. So how did that happen?
Oh, my gosh. She is such a blessing.
Wow.
My vocal coach, actually, I met her in Branson, Missouri through a guy by the name of Greg Gray. I was in Gary McSpadden's Christmas show out there, and Greg Gray was the piano player, and he's good friends with a woman by the name of Jana King Evans, and she is just amazing. She's done background vocals for Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Kenny Rogers, and she produced the Crook and Chase show, and did the Ralph Emery show, and Nashville Now, and so it was just a huge blessing to be able to hook up with her, and so she's become like another mother to me. And so anyway, she is best friends with Pam Tillis, and she was also in her show. And so that's kind of how we got to know Pam, and it's just a huge blessing.
That is great. So the album that you were working on in the summer, now this album is all done at the moment?
Yes, it is. It's probably going to be out in another 2 weeks, but everything's done on it. We're just kind of waiting.
And at a very exciting time now, I was reading that it's mostly original material. So what kind of songs can we expect on the CD? And is it all your material, or did you do some covers as well?
There are some covers on there, but it's mostly my original music. There's 8 songs that I wrote on it, and the rest are covers. But just mainly stuff that I've written. It's country, and there's 3 gospels on it, but it's mainly country, and I'm just really, really excited about it.
That's awesome, Lauren. So what was it like being in the recording studio and working on your own material at just 17 years old and knowing this album's coming out? How exciting was that?
Oh, my gosh. It was really, really exciting. My last album, this will be my 6th album that I'm releasing right now. It's called Thought I'd Get a Love Song. But my 5th album that I released when I was 15 had 5 songs that I wrote on it. Mm-hmm. And those 5 past projects that I've done have been all totally gospel. And so this is kind of my first country album. And so I'm really, really excited about that. But we were also really excited because one of the gospel songs I wrote on my last album, it was number 70 on the Southern Gospel charts. It's called Child of God. And so that was just really, really exciting. But just to be able to put out a country album this time, it's pretty exciting too. It's another first, so...
Definitely. And it's also amazing that you play the guitar, piano, and mandolin. So how did you get to learn all 3? You're obviously very musical to do that.
Oh, well, I've been playing piano for quite a while, and I love it. And also, my papaw has always played the guitar. And even when I was little, I'd sit on his lap, and he'd let me strum it. And so he kind of started teaching me guitar, and it's just been great. And then I started doing mandolin. I have this amazing teacher in Sugar Creek, Ohio. His name's Rick Troyer. He's amazing. So he's a bluegrass musician. So I'm learning from the best. So
learning from the best indeed. So we're going to look forward to the CD. Now, if we head over to your MySpace site, myspace.com/LaurenMassetti, MASCITTI, there'll be information there once the CD's out on how people can order it?
Sure, yeah.
Perfect. So we will check that out for sure. Now, you're also doing something very interesting, the Dean Martin Fest, and you're working with Dina Martin on it, Dean Martin's daughter, and on your MySpace site, there's a video of you singing the song Mama, which was very cool. So what's it like working in that fest? Of course, you're singing in Italian, so that's obviously your heritage.
Oh, my goodness. It's so much fun. She's another one I met through Jana. They're best friends, too. And Dina and her husband, John, they're just the sweetest, most down-to-earth people. It's so much fun. It's this big Italian thing in Ohio. It's in Steubenville, Ohio, and that's where Dean Martin was born and raised. And so every year she goes and does the Dean Martin Fest in honor of her father. And so it's just a really, really fun time where it's mostly Italians. We all get together and... get with the Sopranos. The Sopranos come there, too. And so it's just so much fun. And Regis Philbin, one year he was the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Right.
And so, yeah, she one of the songs she wanted me to do was Mama. So I had to learn a song in Italian. So it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's very cool. Definitely. Now, also in with your Italian heritage, in 2008, you were the runner-up in Miss Italia USA. Now, how cool was that? So you were in this pageant and you did very well in it.
Oh, it was so much fun too. I mean, anytime I get to kind of brag about my Italian heritage, I always want to get the opportunity. So I got in that, and I was just blessed to make it that far. It was so much fun.
That's pretty amazing. So obviously being in something like that shows that you're pretty confident on stage in that scenario. And then, of course, with your music, you're pretty comfortable on stage, I guess.
Uh-huh, yeah. I've been performing since I was 7 when I started. I was being in churches. I was singing in churches, and that's where I started out and in the area. And I also got in an organization called American Kids, and that's what got me out to Branson, Missouri. It was kind of like a Christian talent organization for kids, and they would hold state competitions and regional competitions, and so that's what got me out to Branson. Ohio didn't have a division, and so I won state champ for the state of Illinois, and that got me out to Branson, Missouri, and that's where the Lord let us meet all these wonderful people, and it was a huge, huge opportunity.
That must have been, yeah, a great opportunity to be out there. Now, recently, this year, in fact, you were the Colgate Country Showdown winner for the state of Ohio. Now, that's a pretty big win. What was it like doing that, winning that?
Oh, my goodness. All I could say was, thank you, Jesus. I was not expecting that at all. I mean, it was so much fun, and there were so many good singers in it, and just to be able to get that far, I mean, it was so much of a blessing to me, and I'm just praising the Lord for it.
And you did a couple of original songs in that. In fact, your winning song, I believe, was that one that, or was that the Trisha Yearwood song?
Well, I sang a Trisha song in it, but I also did one of my originals, and I think you're going to play it tonight, too. It's called Tears Behind My Eyes.
That's a great song.
Thank you. Yeah, it's on my new album, so I'm very excited.
Awesome. Now, I'll just apologize to you and our listeners. I've been trying to upload the songs, and unfortunately, there was a bit of a technical difficulty, as happens once in a while. So what I'll do is I'll encourage our listeners to head over to your website, myspace.com/Lauren Massetti. Again, that's M-A-S-C-I-T-T-I, to hear the songs. We're going to talk a lot more, but to hear a couple of the songs we were going to play, which is Tears Behind My Eyes, which actually, when I listened to it, it reminded me of a Trisha Yearwood sound.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, which
that's
is great.
That's a huge compliment for me.
That's awesome, yeah. Just that kind of feel to it. And the other song, Thought I'd Get a Love Song Out of This. Maybe you can talk about both of the songs, because, of course, our listeners can always head over to your site and hear and listen to those songs. But maybe we'll start with Tears Behind My Eyes. And what was the inspiration behind that, Lauren?
Well, I actually kind of wrote it about a breakup.
Right.
I kind of like the Taylor Swift thing, but I've only had one boyfriend, but I got 5 songs out of him. So
hey, that's a pretty good ratio.
It was worth it. But yeah, Tears Behind My Eyes. What kind of inspired me to write it was, you're after going through something like that. You know, it's heartbreaking, and you know, you try not to show it on the outside, and as a woman, you try to be strong and hold your head up, but, you know, there's still that kind of stinging that you kind of feel. So that's kind of where I got the hook, Tears Behind My Eyes. Like, you don't want people to see it, but, you know, there is that hurt there. So I just thought, since I could relate to something like that, other people could relate to it, and so I just thought
Definitely.
It'd be really nice to write something like that.
And it's got a cool kind of melody to it. It just got a real cool vibe to it. And you were mentioning you got 5 songs out of that boyfriend. Now, that was more of a sad song. Were there some positive songs out of it, or were they all kind of heartbroken songs, which are great?
No, they were mostly hate songs. My gospel songs are more upbeat.
So there you go. Yeah, you've got to balance that out, right? So that's great.
Yeah.
Now, your other song, Thought I'd Get a Love Song Out of This, where did that come from, the same situation or another one?
Oh, yeah, same one.
Same one, okay.
But it actually kind of came from an inside joke that I have with my Nana, because, my grandparents raised me and adopted me, so I call them Nana and Papaw, just so you're not lost. And
right.
And it's kind of, Thought I Get a Love Song kind of comes from an inside joke that I have with my Nana, because it's difficult for me to write a love song when I'm, like, when I try to do it on purpose, you know? And so we kind of make jokes about how I can only write, like, heartbreak songs, and we figured, well, once I get this boyfriend, maybe I'll write a love song and be inspired. Well, after everything happened, it was kind of humorous because I thought I'd get a love song out of this, you know?
Yep.
And so that's where I got the hook line. I just would write a song about not being able to write a love song. So,
that's a great hook, yeah. That's cool.
So, I mean, it's kind of fun. I mean, it's a humorous hate song,
right?
If that's what you'd call it. But
it's a whole new category of song, the hate song.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch out there, but I've just never heard it put that way. That's a great way of describing it.
Or breakup song.
Breakup, yeah.
State it mildly, but yeah.
Now, you were mentioning Taylor Swift, and of course she writes sort of a lot of songs about exes and that. But as far as a role model, now, is Taylor Swift somebody that you look at as somebody at her young age has had, I mean, enormous success, just incredible success? Is that something the kind of footsteps you're looking to follow in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is such a good role model. And our good friend, Harry Warner, he was assistant vice president of BMI. He was Taylor's rep when she first came to Nashville. And he just told us what a sweet, down-to-earth person she is. And, you know, after seeing all these stars get up there on stage and do things that, I mean, you wouldn't even consider to be role model material. She gets up there, clean cut, good lyrics, I mean, clean. Everything is just perfect for a role model, and she seems like she'd be very, very sweet and down to earth. And so I really look up to her for that. It's a huge inspiration, and I just really commend her on that.
Can you think of certain things that, aside from her great personality, that have been her secrets to success? Do you think it's the fact that she does her own writing, her stage presence? What do you think sort of took her to the top?
Well, I know her writing is a huge part of it. I mean, she's really talented. And her stage presence, I mean, I think just the whole fact that she can relate to so many people, the majority young girls, I mean, they can just relate so much to her lyrics because she's writing from the standpoint of a young girl and just the feelings that you go through growing up, you know?
Right.
So I think that was a huge part of her success. And just the fact that she doesn't have a big head about anything, I think a lot of girls admire that too, so...
Sure. Now, can you think back to some of your first songs that you wrote? Like, how far back is that when you first tackled writing? And did it come pretty easy, or did you have to work at it?
Well, actually, it's kind of funny, because even since I was, like, no older than 3, I started writing little jingles. I had this toy karaoke machine that I'd record on. But I actually started getting more serious about my writing maybe at the age of 12 or 13,
mm-hmm.
or maybe around 11. And that's when I really started focusing on lyrics and how to write a song and structures and everything. But also my papaw inspired me to write too. He's a songwriter as well, and we actually wrote a song about the Sago coal mine disaster in West Virginia, where 12 men were trapped in a coal mine, and 11 of them died, and one of them survived, and one of the men wrote a note to their family saying, "I'll meet you on the other side," and so my papaw and I collaborated on a song called "I'll Meet You on the Other Side" about the Sago mine disaster.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he's also been a huge writing inspiration for me.
So he's musical. He's a songwriter. Anybody else in your family, cousins or immediate family, that have followed this, or are you a trailblazer in your family as far as taking it this far?
No, I'm pretty much the only musician in the family, except for my papaw. But yeah.
Well, very cool that you're doing this kind of on your own, or you've got their support, but you're sort of one of the first. With the songwriting, you're talking about the structure and all that. Is that something you learned from your grandfather, or were there other places where you're listening to the radio and kind of realizing how the verse and chorus came together and what made a good song?
Well, a lot of it came from my papaw, but I just have always listened to music and I've always been kind of an English junkie too, so that's just something I kind of picked up on. I listen to music constantly, and also my vocal coach Jana, she also encouraged me to study songs and the structures and how they're written and what makes some songs different from other songs and what sets them apart and makes them special. And so I kind of learn from a series of things like that. So
perfect. We're talking with Lauren Massetti, and you can find her on MySpace at myspace.com/Lauren Massetti, the last name MASCITTI, and we're talking all about her great music career so far, just 17 years old, a new album on the way. You can check for updates on her site about that. Now, another award I'm sure a top 8 category I'm sure you're very proud of, Lauren, is the Inspiration Network's Christian Artist Talent Search. That was back in 2008. So how did that work? You were in the top 8 of that.
Yeah, it was, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was held in North Carolina. Jason Crabb was the host of it, which was so much fun as well, because he's just a lot of fun to be around. We sent in my information and tapes and stuff to the Inspirational Network, and one night we got a call saying that I was in the top 32 in the whole United States to be on the Christian Artist Talent Search on INSP, and so my Nana and I started freaking out and bawling and just praising the Lord. It was crazy. But it was such a blessing, and I thank God for that, because it was a really good experience. I ended up in the final 8, so it was
awesome.
So much fun.
Oh, definitely. Now, if you had an opportunity to, you were given the opportunity to record with any male country artist to do a duet with, is there anybody you can think of that you would like to have that choice, that you would choose?
Well, maybe Joe Nichols, since he's kind of my future husband, but...
He doesn't know it yet, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's funny.
Actually, I would probably love to do a duet with Vince Gill. I mean, I love him, but...
Yeah, he's got a super, super voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's so pure. I mean, and he feels it. I mean, you can just sense the emotion in his voice, and it comes across so clearly. It's amazing. And just the fact that he's so down to earth, too. I mean, mm-hmm. He's the type of person you can tell, you know, that he's genuine, and... It would just be nice to be able to work with him on something like that.
Now, is there an artist out there that I'm sure you've had a chance to meet a few, as you mentioned Pam Tillis, of course. Is there any artist that you can think of that you're really looking forward to meeting, that if you had the chance, and what kinds of things would you want to ask them?
Oh, well, I've actually been blessed with the opportunity. This summer I met Charlie Daniels and Bill Anderson, and I met Trace Adkins and Keith Anderson and Justin Moore, and I met Sarah Buxton, and it was so much fun. I mean, it was, I can't even describe
that
how
must
that
be.
Felt. It was
What's it like meeting one of these singers that you've admired and seen on TV and heard on the radio, and now you're getting a chance to meet them? Is it pretty nerve-wracking, I guess?
It was really nerve-wracking, but I just kind of, like, treated them as, like, normal people. Like, I tried not to hound them with, like, questions and pictures and autographs.
Right.
I mean, I got my picture with them, but I don't know. It's amazing how down-to-earth these people are in country music. I mean, they're so personable, and it just makes me feel really good that they're not stuck up. It just means a lot to me as a admirer of these people to know that they're really sweet and they don't take their fans for granted, you know?
For sure, and that seems to be something really especially predominant in country music, that the artists are so down to earth and accessible to the fans, which makes it a great form of music.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Now, do you have any specific goals coming up? You've got the new album coming out, Lauren. Any goals, say, for 2010, things you're looking to achieve? A number one song, of course, I'm sure is on the list.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some more writing with Pam and just really working on that. And also getting ready. I'm in a nursing program at school, and I'm going to be going to nursing school for college, so that's something I'm looking forward to as well. But I don't know, in a year I'd like to be singing at the Opry. But yeah,
that's great. That's a great goal. And I've actually been able to in the meantime, while we've been talking, one of the songs is uploaded, Lauren, so I'd love to share with our listeners. We've got some time left, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. But Tears Behind My Eyes is the song I'll share with our listeners. And is there anything else you wanted to add about the song? I know it's going to be on the new album.
Yes, I actually just want to add that this new album is being produced by a guy by the name of Buddy Mullins, who also co-wrote some of the songs on this album with me. Buddy Mullins is one of the producers, Jana King-Evans is a producer, Adam Cahoot's a producer, and Pam Tillis is also a producer. So I just wanted to give them credit and just say how awesome they are.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's great, Lauren. Well, we'll share this and come back and talk a bit more. This is Lauren Massetti and Tears Behind My Eyes on In the Country.
I am headstrong, independent, level-headed, and I'm
Tears Behind My Eyes. That is an original song from Lauren Massetti, a song that she wrote and will appear on her upcoming album that's going to be available in the next couple of weeks. She recorded in Nashville this past summer. You can find her at myspace.com/Lauren Massetti, M-A-S-C-I-T-T-I. Now, Lauren, when you have that great day when you're going to be on the Opry for the first time, what song can you think of now that you would like to perform once you actually made it to the stage?
I'm not sure.
is there a popular cover song that you like to do, one that sort of gets a good reaction from the audience?
There's a song I love to sing, the Patti Loveless song, Blame It On Your Heart.
That's a cool song.
It's just a lot of fun. I think the audience would like that.
Yeah, that's a pure country song and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And another breakup kind of hate song, right?
Yeah, those are always fun.
Do you have a favorite positive love song, whether it's from the Christian area or even one you've written or cover, one that you think is just sort of sums up love in a positive sense?
I don't know. There's a gospel song that I sing. It's amazing. It's called Lord, You're Holy. It's on my most recent gospel album. It's self-titled, and Lord, You're Holy just names all of the names of Christ. And you'd have to listen to it to understand what I'm saying. The lyrics are so powerful. I mean, you seriously bawl your eyes out every time you hear it, because, I mean, it just gives you a whole new perspective on how powerful the Lord is and how precious He is. And He is love. That pretty much sums up love. But
that's a great answer. And these CDs that you're speaking of with that song on it and the other past CDs you've done, are they available at your site? Can people go there to order them?
You can get them on cdbaby.com or cdsforchrist.com, or you can add me as a friend on MySpace and send me a message, and we'll send you one.
Awesome. That sounds great, Lauren. I want to thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you on the show. I've been looking forward to it because I enjoy your music and the song we shared today, Tears Behind My Eyes, a great original song. I want to wish you the best of luck with your album, and I hope to talk with you again in the future, Lauren.
Thanks, Dave. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. My guest today has been singer-songwriter Lauren Massetti. Be sure to check her out on MySpace. I'm Dave Woods. Thanks for spending time in the country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time.